Does language contain history, the way plywood contains flight? Are we bruised each day of our lives by syllabic collisions, our spirits slashed by combinations of vowel and consonant? At a cocktail party, say, or at a ball game, or at your daughter's wedding, would you feel death slide between your ribs if someone were to utter the name of your ex-husband? Can a color cause bad dreams? Can a cornfield make you cry? Do we irradiate language by the lives we lead? Angel, engine, cross, Indian, plywood, Pontiac, mattress, rabbit guts, and mice? Can a word stop your heart as surely as arsenic?
That's Tim O'Brien, reading a short excerpt from his new novel, Tomcat in Love. Tomcat is the nickname for the hero, or perhaps villain, of this book. Thomas H. Chippering is a professor of linguistics who desperately wants to win his ex-wife, Lorna Sue, back or wreak havoc with her new marriage. He also happens to keep a ledger of his encounters with women: 4 carnal relations, 128 near misses, 12 love letters, 15 boxes of chocolates, and well over 500 significant flirtations and alliances and dalliances, thus the name Tomcat. His creator, author, Tim O'Brien, is in the studios of KQED in San Francisco. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
You're welcome.
First of all, before we get into the Tomcat part of Professor Chippering, can we talk about Professor Chippering himself and his interest in language? He is someone who seems to parse words more frequently than the president at at this point. And I was wondering whether or not his interest in language and what it means in some ways stems from your own interest in language as a writer.
I think each of us, in one way or another anyway, has a kind of internal dictionary inside, where, say the word Fiji, ordinarily would mean coconut trees and pretty beaches, but what if your ex-husband dumped you for a cute young redhead and moved to Fiji? Would Fiji still be Fiji? Coconut trees and palms? Or would it mean for you sorrow and loss and despair and bitterness and hatred and love, a lot of other things?
You also get into the language of love in all of these encounters that Professor Chippering has with virtually every female he meets, even in line, waiting for an airline ticket, you name it. The language of love, to call it that, that's also what you're writing about, when commitment is not commitment, or when it is, when yes means yes and no means no.
Exactly. I think in all of our lives there's an alternating buzz of yes and no. Yes, I'm in love with you, but no, I'm a priest. Words matter in our lives, and in this guy's case, they probably matter too much. He uses them both to uncover the world, but also to cover it up. As I say, a hair splitter and an equivocator. He hides behind words, but he also uses them sometimes in, I think, kind of nifty ways.
Tell me which ways you think are nifty.
Well, the alternating buzz of yes and no isn't such a bad line, is it? It's his line, not mine. And the passage I just read to open up our conversation seemed to me, that's Chippering's voice talking to us. He is a scoundrel and a rogue and a miscreant and a misogynist and a lot of other things. He's loathsome in a lot of ways, but he's not, at least to me, utterly and absolutely loathsome. He has a couple of redeeming qualities. And then I look at him at times as almost verging on the lovable, but I emphasize the word almost.
Yeah.
He is a rogue at heart, isn't he?
Fill in the blanks for people who haven't yet read the book, a little bit of Chippering's biography. I think first and foremost, the guy is a Vietnam veteran.
Yeah, I try in this book, though, to take a much different slant on the Vietnam experience. I'm best known, I suppose, as a writer about Vietnam. And in this book, I wanted to step back a little bit and laugh at my own background and this little niche I'm in as a Vietnam writer. I'm no hero. I was a guy who was drafted and did his best and came home. And in Tomcat in Love, the whole book, I'm trying to take a comedic look at not just Vietnam, of course, but at love and this war between the sexes, and at political correctness, this new era that's we're all living through. And hope that here and there, at least, the reader is going to laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, but aren't we supposed to feel sorry for him at all?
Oh, maybe a little, yeah, but I think we're mostly supposed to laugh in a sense of, sort of self-recognition. I mean, the men along this book tour told me, this guy is funny and he's peculiar, but now and then I cringe in self-recognition. I, too, have kept a love ledger, not as strange as this guy's and as detailed. But we all remember our first kisses, don't we? And maybe the first time we had sex, and the day we got married, the day we got divorced. And those little ledgers are in the heads of all of us, and this fella just takes it to a pretty exaggerated extreme.
Do you think love is war?
No.
No?
No, no. Well, love is love, and war is war.
Yeah, but the word war is also used, I'm feeling like Tom Chippering here, it's war between the sexes.
Yeah, it's a phrase that my publisher likes to use, to talk about this book. But, there is a kind of war between the sexes in the most vague sort of sense, I suppose. But, we're all men and women. We are all human beings, after all. We're not chipmunks and gophers, that separate. We do share a lot of traits for all our differences. And I think the basic problem really has less to do with gender than it has to do with we're all locked in these heads of ours, where I can't know you and you can't know me, really know, because we're encased in these leaden skulls of ours. And the problem, I think, resides more in that than in issues of gender.
You say the men are reacting to your book. How about the women? What kind of reaction are you getting from women?
Good. So yeah? Far, they come to the readings and they laugh. And they come up to me afterward and they say, "There's my ex-husband," to a T. "And there's that boyfriend who hurt me so bad. What a pig he was." And you watch their faces crease, first with a smile, and then the laughter comes out. And I'm pleased so far.
There are redeeming qualities about your character. And
I think he says smart things now and then, Leanne. I think now and then, basically he is a... He's got his problems, and he thinks every woman in America is in love with him, and he tries to act on that premise. But on the other hand, now and then, he'll say something intelligent. The Fiji thing, for example, or the passage I opened by reading, where there's a hole in this man's heart, essentially. I mean, which he's desperately trying to fill up with love, and he's going about filling it up in terrible ways. But on the other hand, you have to understand that people do terrible things, sometimes anyway, for good reasons. They just do terrible things.
And he does them for love.
For love, and don't we all at times?
There is a reading in the book that pleads that part of Thomas Chippering's case. It's on page 160, and it begins with that phrase, "From childhood on."
From childhood on, I had been consumed by an insatiable appetite for affection, hunger without limit, a bottomless hole inside me. I would and will do anything to acquire love. Virtually anything to keep it. I would and will lie for love, cheat for love, beg for love, steal for love, ghostwrite for love, seek revenge for love, swim oceans for love, perhaps even kill for love. Am I alone in this? Certainly not. Each of us, I firmly believe, is propelled through life by a restless, inexhaustible need for affection. Why else do we trudge off to work every morning? Or withhold our farts, or decorate our bodies with precious gems, or attend church, or smile at strangers, or pluck out body hair, or send valentines, or glance into mirrors, or forgive, or try to forgive, or gnash our teeth at betrayal, or pray, or promise, or any of a trillion large and small behaviors that constitute the totality of the human trial on this planet, all for love. All to be loved.
Tim O'Brien. His new book is called Tomcat in Love, and he joined us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco. Thank you very much, and good luck with this.
Thank you.